You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudet. Imagine having to learn the ins and outs of a human heart with only pictures from a textbook. Now imagine you've got to learn about a baby's heart and think about how small and delicate it is. And again, with only the use of a textbook. A Boise State University assistant professor is changing that because she came up with an innovative way to use 3D printing to bring these hearts to life. Joining me in studio are Samantha Davis and Amy Vecchione. Both are assistant professors at Boise State University. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Thanks.
So I want to start with you, Samantha. First off, tell me about just the traditional way that students usually learn about, in particular, like neonatal heart defects. So we're talking like babies who were born with heart defects or right after birth.
So like you mentioned, most of it happens through use of a textbook, looking at images in a textbook, or sometimes computer animations, but we don't really have models of those defects. So seeing the inside of the heart where the defect usually is can be a real challenge.
So here you are teaching this, knowing that these are challenges, and then one day you're walking through the library at Boise State University. Take me back to that day.
So I had heard of the Maker Lab, and I didn't know what exactly it was. So I went in and asked for a tour. And the team of people who work there were happy to give me a tour. They introduced me to the 3D printers and the different technology available in the space. And I thought 3D printing would be a great way to learn these defects.
And Amy, you run the Maker Lab. So tell me exactly what the lab is.
The lab is comprised of a bunch of emerging technology resources and a team of awesome students that help run the space. So anyone can walk in and learn how to use any of the technology we have. And it's primarily for students, staff, and faculty to come in to use the space. So we basically train and empower individuals to use those technologies for any purpose that they have in mind.
So, you know, we hear 3D printing. I mean, I've heard the term. You've seen things that are made. It's hard to wrap your brain around what it actually is. So explain to people, I mean, what that is, because you actually come out with an actual product. I mean, we're not, even though we say printing, it's not a piece of paper.
It is not.
Yeah.
So primarily people 3D print fun things, educational models, or tools that they can actually use. Those are typically designed by folks. There's a great website called Thingiverse. It's the universe of things. Anyone can design something or download something and then just print it. It can be as easy as opening up a Word document and then hitting file print, but we teach everybody all the different settings so that it goes smoothly.
And then, Samantha, so you and you, I mean, we in Radioverse, people can't see this, but you did bring in an actual 3D printed heart. And now students are learning with the 3D printed heart, correct?
Yes, yes.
And what kind of difference does that make?
It makes a big difference. So as part of the project, students actually go to the Maker Lab and print the heart themselves. So they're paired up and they each print a different heart. And so then they're able to take the heart apart into different pieces and manipulate it and actually see where the defect is and feel it and touch it rather than just seeing it on a piece of paper.
And what kind of difference does that make for a student?
So the students have told me that it improves their comprehension of the defect, that it challenges them to learn new things. So, for example, in the Maker Lab, the technology to use the 3D printers, it requires computer programming a little bit to an extent, right? And my students are health science students, so they don't have any background in computer technology. So they're challenged to work with the people in the Maker Lab who are great, but who help them with that specialty area to make this complex heart defect come to life.
And I was reading, aren't they also able to slice up this 3D printed heart and to be able to really manipulate it and look at it, correct?
Yeah, so you can slice the heart any different kind of way that you want. And so that's part of the project. They'll print the heart a few different times to figure out which version they like best.
Mm-hmm.
So they can slice it a few different ways, make it bigger, smaller. And again, that's working with the staff in the Maker Lab to make that happen. But they figure out the best way to present their defect, the best way that they can see it, depending on how you slice it.
I'm speaking with Boise State University Assistant Professor Samantha Davis and Amy Vecchione. We're talking about 3D printing, in particular, a neonatal heart 3D printing. And Amy, who runs the lab. And Amy, are you seeing more, you know, faculty and staff coming in and wanting actual objects for educational purposes?
I would say we have started it out where there were 24 people when we first opened the lab, and now it's about 1,000 folks that come in routinely. So over the course of 4.5 years, that's how we've grown that. There's a big contingent of people that are trying to do these educational models, and one in particular, Brian Stone, is a psychology professor. I want to mention he's doing them for visually impaired learners. They're designing educational models for individuals who can't see a whiteboard or can't see PowerPoint slides so that they can feel in a tactile way the objects that they're discussing on a screen. So there's all kinds of applications for this, and we're seeing a lot of interest.
That's really fascinating because you don't necessarily think about those things, but what a way to be able to learn, especially if you can't, you know, see a whiteboard.
That's right.
And has that been amazing for you when you see, when they come in with this idea? What's that like for you to be able to help them bring it to reality?
Yeah, that is the best thing about my job. And funny enough, it was a student that came in with that idea. Like, hey, I've heard of 3D printing. Can I do this? Can I print a normal distribution or other statistical models? Can I do that? And I got to work with a student. His name is Donovan Kay, and he started this whole program on this.
Oh, wow.
So it was amazing. It's completely wonderful.
And how's that been for you, Samantha, to actually physically be able to see your students learn in a completely different environment?
It's very interesting. They're, like I mentioned a few minutes ago, they're challenged to work with technology that they're not used to working with. Most of the work that we do is in the hospital as health science folks. And so being in this environment is just totally different, and they have to think about these concepts in a different way than they're used to. So it's great to watch.
And I would think that, you know, is it making a difference in how they learn? And what I mean by that is when you can physically pick something up versus a textbook, a lot of people learn, as you said, Amy, tactily, you know, by touching and feeling. But especially when we're talking about, you know, the human heart, that has to make a tremendous difference in how they learn.
Yeah. And one of the benefits is you can make your model as large or as small as you want. So if we're talking about neonatal hearts that are normally very, very small, you can make your heart the size of your fist or the size of a table. Like, it could be very big. And so they can see exactly what the defect is. And in some cases, they're able to put their fingers through the heart valves themselves to see, to really get an idea of what the issue is.
But then it takes them back, if they print it to the actual size, when we talk about a neonatal heart,
yeah,
then you can see just how small it is. And when you're looking for something like a defect, when it's tiny, that defect is going to be smaller than maybe what the picture in a book would look like.
Yes.
And that plays into how they learn.
Yes.
And Amy, what would you say the most interesting thing that's been printed so far?
Oh, my goodness. That's such a hard call. For some reason, there's a lot of students trying to print very large things, and they're trying to print additional 3D printers. And so what's coming to mind is the 3D printer called the hang printer. So I don't know if this fits your definition. The most interesting thing is the largest printer we have. It's made out of wood, and it can print this very large volume of thing. And they just make these crazy objects out of it. I wish I could explain, but they can make very large, multi-feet sized things out of this printer. So they're making new tools and making new printers, which is, that's probably the most fascinating.
So it's almost like your imagination is your limit.
Absolutely. And their imagination, the students' imaginations, they're robust.
Yes.
I am so blown away by all their ideas.
Well, I appreciate both of you coming in today and talking about this. What a great way to learn. My guests today are Samantha Davis and Amy Vecchione, both with Boise State University. Thanks again for coming in and chatting today.
Thank you very much. Us.